Open Radio Show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Hi, America. Welcome to our show. It's Wednesday, October 10th, 2012, middle of the week, hump day, starting that long, slow glide down to Powhatan Friday. And a lot of crazy stuff going on, a lot of very fragile situations around the world that we're going to be looking at during the show today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. The lovely Miss Crystal is sitting in our control room managing the warp drives and ready to answer the phone when you call on in. Quick reminder that Claire will be joining us on Friday in the second hour instead of the normal third hour. We had a scheduling conflict. Mark Krieger will be with us in the third hour on Friday. And another reminder that RBN is in the final days of its fundraising effort. They've almost achieved their fundraising goal here in order to get new equipment, in order to replace old equipment, in order to feed the hamster. And again, we do not get any corporate funding. We do not get grants from foundations that always seem to have a political agenda tied to it. We are a radio network for the American people, and we rely on the American people to step up to the plate and help us continue to get that message out. The only way we're going to get the big money influence out of American life is for the little money to all unite together in the common cause of restoration of the Republic. So please go over to republicbroadcasting.org. Hit that little PayPal button, go to the online store, anything that you can do to help, please. We're almost there, just needs one more push to get going. Now, interesting news right at the top. Apparently, Ron Paul has been nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize, which certainly he deserves it. And maybe the Nobel Committee, after its hideous embarrassments over Barack Obama and Al Gore and Henry Kissinger and various other money junkie war criminals, maybe they want to try and recover a little bit of their reputation, salvage their image around the world, and giving the Nobel Peace Prize to Ron Paul would certainly go a long way towards doing that. Cindy Sheehan is another person I would want to see nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize, mostly because these are all people who do not have death lists and definitely deserve the Nobel Peace Prize. Not that it's worth all that much after, you know, Obama got it. You know, the peace president, he hadn't done anything. And since he got the Nobel Peace Prize, look at how many people have died from Obama's foreign policy. And they're out there, yes, let's invade these people and force them to sell their oil for the dollar. And let's invade those people and force them to sell oil for the dollar and so forth and so on. Now, over in Greece, Angela Merkel's arrival to basically dictate the new terms of austerity to Greece before there are any more extended loans or refis or bailouts or whatever you want to call them has triggered a massive, massive protest in the streets. The police are resorting to tear gas and sticks. Basically, there are these huge protests. They're out there wearing Nazi uniforms and waving swastika flags and saying, you know, we remember the last time Germany was calling the shots inside Greece. We don't want to go back to that. Because basically Merkel is over there saying, look, we don't care how much the Greek people are suffering. You will have to take more away from them in order to balance the most holy spreadsheet to this religion called private central banking. And the Greek people are kind of fed up with that at this particular point, because they understand, first of all, they weren't given any choice about this debt situation. They weren't given a choice whether they wanted to live under private central banking versus it's obviously better for the population alternative. And I notice in all the coverage that we're seeing about the situation in Greece, there's an attempt to try and claim that Greece is blaming Germany for the crisis, but that is not accurate. I think this tendency to say Greece is blaming Germany is being done to obfuscate the real issues, which we'll talk about when we come back from these words from our sponsors.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. a complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. HeartandBody.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really
happened? Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're talking about the spin that we're seeing in the news coverage regarding the crisis in Greece, where the news is trying to say that Greece is blaming Germany for their severe poverty, and on and on. And basically, it's an attempt to sort of indirectly characterize the people of Greece as a bunch of lazy good-for-nothings who want free handouts. And we've seen that same tactic time and time again. Anytime there's a protest against private central banking, they say, ah, they're just lazy. They just don't want to work. They want free handouts. No, that's not what's going on. Greece is the cradle of democracy. They have a very strong cultural tradition of regnat populus. The people rule. And the people of Greece know that the problems they have with their economy come from private central banking, issuing all of the public currency as a loan at interest, a system that inevitably produces more debt than money with which to pay the debt. They're also very much aware that a great deal of this debt that they're being asked to sacrifice to pay did not benefit the people of Greece, but came out of this underhanded deal between Papandreou and Goldman Sachs to conceal Greece's debt problem with a bunch of currency swaps, which made Goldman Sachs very rich and the people of Greece very poor. The people of Greece understand that a new bailout is just another loan, and they want to get off this treadmill. The people of Greece understand that they elected an anti-austerity, anti-bailout government earlier in the year, only to have the pro-banker, pro-austerity party basically politicize the circumstance, refuse to form a coalition government to force a second election. And the people of Greece understand that second election was – marked by massive, massive vote fraud to force a pro-banker, pro-austerity government onto them. We had reports of ballot box, entire ballot boxes in the anti-austerity areas where people were supporting the anti-austerity party. Entire ballot boxes were just taken outside and burned. That's how in your face the vote fraud was there. And as I said before we went to the break, a big problem is that with Merkel there in Athens, the people of Greece are looking at a situation in which they're going to be subservient to German control. And they went through that once in the middle of the last century, and it wasn't very pleasant for the people of Greece. And I'm sure that Greece's pro-banker government would prefer the Greek people be angry with Germany rather than with continuing the same failed economic policies that have just destroyed the place. But that's wishful thinking and corporate media propaganda. The Greek people do not blame Germany for their economic problems. They just don't think Germany has a workable solution. And neither do I. Meanwhile, a photo has gone viral around the net showing the Greek riot police using a woman, just grabbed a woman there out of the protesters, using a woman as a human shield. I mean, they've got body armor and Kevlar and these giant shields, and they can't see through them anymore because they're all spattered with paint bombs. And they grab this woman, who has no protection whatsoever, and they put her out front, and they're all hiding behind her. Now, as Ron White would say, you got to be a real manly man to behave like that. And, of course, it is precisely this kind of image, this kind of action by the riot cops, that is only going to inflame the situation that much more. When they start using tactics like that, they have lost all legitimacy and credibility in terms of restoring civil order. They're out there saying, here, beat up on the, you know, throw things at the woman. Please don't hit us. If you're just following orders, yeah? And so the situation is very ugly and very fragile over there, and both in Greece and in Spain. We could conceivably see those governments fall in the immediate future. I'm sure Obama's on the phone to both Greece and Spain every night saying, you keep it together until after the election. I don't care what happens to you and your country after that, but by golly, you keep it together until after the election. Because Obama is playing the same game today that George Bush played back in 2008. Just do whatever you can to make the economy look like it's, well, maybe not getting better, but not getting any worse. And, of course, Bush lost that bet because it fell apart just weeks before the election. Meanwhile, up in Switzerland, even though they are very stable and economically strong, they are now very concerned that mass civil unrest could spread all the way across Europe. And because the whole point of the Eurozone is the borders are not enforced, that the rioting and protests and refugees and everything could start coming into Switzerland. So they're starting to mobilize their troops along their borders to basically, if there's any disorder, they're going to say, you stay out. Go back to your own country and fix the problems then. And it's another indication that the Eurozone politically is starting to fragment here. Now, getting down to Syria and Turkey, and yet another flashpoint that is being fanned up by all these world leaders and bankers who think war is really cool, makes a lot of money. Get rid of those useless eaters and so forth and so on. According to the BBC, Turkey has issued a warning to Syria of stronger response over the shelling. Turkey's top military commander has warned Syria it will respond with greater force if it continues its cross-border shelling. Kind of an interesting little phrase, continues its cross-border shelling, because we're talking about a single mortar attack fired by unknown parties. Even the New York Times says we have no idea who did this. And the German media is saying that the FSA, the hired mercenaries, admitted they did it. It's not cross-border shelling. It's a single attack. And they're trying to categorize it as, oh, Syria has this coming because they're shelling across the border. It's a single mortar attack. Syria has not sent anything into Turkey at all, you know, given that the FSA did this as a provocation. So shame on BBC for this biased coverage of a manufactured crisis to escalate the wars. But then, of course, BBC is renowned for reporting that World Trade Center 7 collapsed almost a half hour before it actually did. So it's not like our expectations for the BBC are running all that high. In fact, personally, I think BBC peaked with Monty Python, and it's been in decline ever since. Meanwhile, up in Turkey, we're hearing some very, very belligerent statements coming out from them. An MP from the ruling Justice and Development Party, Semil Tayar, was saying on a TV interview that the Turkish army, if they decide to invade Syria, will be in Damascus in just 3 hours. Okay. Now, I recall that's how the German leaders used to talk when they were invading other countries. We will be in Moscow in no time. We'll be in here. Didn't end up that way, of course. The Germans ran into stiff Russian resistance, and the calculations were all wrong. In fact, I recall similar optimistic time estimates by the U.S. government when they launched this war to prop up the petrodollar. So it's just belligerent and tough talk. And, of course, with NATO on the side of Turkey, you know, Syria is looking at a very serious situation, unless Iran comes in, which is what the U.S. really wants. But if Iran comes in, then Russia and China are going to come in, because they will not live in a war dominated by the petrodollar any longer. And so we're literally on the verge of a global nuclear war to prop up a worthless piece of paper. That's what it's all about. It's the new holy crusade. We will conquer those nations and make them believe in our paper notes, and we will burn as heretics those who believe in the other paper notes. Because it's all a religion. Economics is not science. It's a religion. It operates on faith and belief that these arbitrary set of rules that draw the wealth to the pockets of the private central bankers are somehow connected with the real world. And they aren't. They're just arbitrary rules set up to ensnare nations and people to debt and make the bankers rich. And as you're growing up in the public schools, you're always being taught, this is the way it is. This is the only way it can be. There is no other alternative way of having a national economy. And, of course, we all know that's true. We fought a revolution to be free of private central banking, and now we're back in the same mess that we were in before. Meanwhile, we're getting word the U.S. military is being sent to Jordan to help with the crisis in Syria. They're going to start massing American troops, apparently including special forces. The Pentagon is deploying special forces to the Syria-Jordan border. And I note, rather interestingly, at the same time the U.S. is pouring all this military support into Jordan to fend off those evil Syrians, that Jordan's king has appointed a new prime minister to form a whole new government. So Jordan's government is in transition right now during this crisis. It's the great game. You know, we don't care how many millions die. We've got our bunkers. Our kids are never going to be in the front lines. So forth and so on here. Apparently, the situation has reached the point where in Syria, Assad has now assumed direct command forces. I don't know if that's good or bad. It depends on how much real-world military experience he has. We know that Adolf Hitler, even though he served as a soldier in World War One in trenches, he wasn't really very good at military strategy, and that was a big reason why Germany ultimately lost the war. Is Hitler he didn't know what he was doing. He should have left it in the hands of experts who know how these things operate. But you know, ego gets in the way. So Assad may have made a major mistake, or it may just be posturing to try and reassure the people of Syria that Assad is taking care of the situation and is not taking this threat of an invasion by NATO through Turkey very, very lightly. Meanwhile, more of these foreign-backed insurgents in Syria have killed a cameraman working for Syrian TV. He was basically covering clashes between the Syrian troops and the hired mercenaries. And apparently the Free Syria Army, and again, 95% of them are not Syrian, are targeting media people and cameramen because they don't want video getting out showing that it isn't really a popular uprising. It's just a coup d'etat by a bunch of hired mercenaries. So a lot of media people, camera operators, reporters and everything, they're getting shot at over there. Going to take a break for commercials. Be back after these words from our sponsors.
Did you know Paul Drockton of the Paul Drockton Radio Program publishes his news, commentary, videos, and financial articles with the Paul Drockton Report, a free weekly summary e-newsletter. This mailing list is announce only. This list will not be shared or sold. No spam will be sent. Recipients will receive the Paul Drockton Report once a week only. No one else will have access to the list except Paul Drockton. Opt-in list, all list recipients kept confidential. Simply click on the free newsletter link on Paul's website, internettruth.org, internettruth.org. Again, go to internettruth.org and click the free newsletter link on the left-hand side to follow Paul Drockton of the Paul Drockton Radio Program.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home, all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And one of the propaganda tricks that vested interests, governments, war hawks like to do is to come up with defectors. You know, yes, you won't believe what we're saying about Iraq or Afghanistan or Iran or Syria, but we have a defector, somebody who was there, and he'll say exactly the same thing. And because he's a defector, you will believe him. And we all know that in areas where there's a great deal of poverty, even within the government itself, the U.S., you know, send in CIA agents, and they go up to somebody who's perhaps been passed over for promotion a few times, and they say, look, you know, we'll give you $5-6 million, we'll move you to the United States of America, get you a nice little home, and all you have to do is basically give a couple of interviews to the media, and here is the script that you will follow. And we were talking about this story that Debka File is trying to put out, how a defecting Iranian cameraman is claiming to have photos of Iran's secret nuclear bomb factory. And, of course, there are no photos. And if they are, they're probably fake anyway, because we've seen this trick before. Now there's a new one. CNN is out there with this story. Defecting Syrian propagandist says his job was to fabricate. And direct quote from the story. Until he defected and fled the Syrian capital last month, Al Omar said the bulk of his work consisted of lying. This is news? What do you think the job of a government propagandist is? It's to fabricate to lie, to cover up the crimes of the government. Every single government propagandist on planet Earth, that is the job description. Saddam has weapons of mass destruction. Vincent Foster committed suicide. He was really depressed. That's what they do. So CNN is coming out here trying to make a big deal, like this is a big shock that Syria has propagandists who lie to the world. That's what they do. That's what they're paid to do in every nation on Earth. And clearly, this man, if he lies to the extent that CNN is reporting, he's got a bright future with CNN. And it's just another example of attempting to take something and spin it to just say, ooh, evil Syrians, they have propagandists who lie and fabricate. Yeah, every government on Earth has those. The U.S. has cornered the market on lies and propaganda. And like I said, go back to that whopper about Saddam's weapons of mass destruction. CNN's acting like it's a big shot. Oh, propagandists, his job is to fabricate. Probably somebody in the executive office at CNN is saying, that's our job! Anyway. More and more criticism coming out of Iran over the attitude of the West toward Iran's nuclear program, and basically saying that what is really destabilizing the situation is not Iran's civilian nuclear power program and its medical isotopes and so forth. It is the continuing assistance by Western governments, and specifically in this article they're referring to Great Britain, supporting Israel's nuclear weapons program. And again, it just highlights that double standard, that it's okay for Israel to have nuclear weapons and not sign the Non-Proliferation Treaty and to arm their submarines with nuclear-tipped cruise missiles. And apparently, it's a nudge-nudge, wink-wink when they were trying to sell one to South Africa. But by golly, Iran can't have nuclear power plants and they can't have medical isotopes because that would destabilize the situation, so forth and so on. By the way, the latest IAEA report, and even Israeli intelligence is confirming Iran is starting to use up that stockpile of 20% enriched uranium that everybody was screaming was the next step to a nuclear weapon. And Netanyahu's out there with his Crayola crayons drawing red lines on cartoon bombs and everything. But Iran had said this is here to make medical isotopes, various other industrial applications. And apparently, yeah, they're starting to use it for that purpose. And their stockpile of 20% enriched uranium is shrinking as they use it up, and that exactly is what's supposed to be happening. And again, all this hue and cry about the danger of an Iranian nuclear weapon, it's a repeat of the same lie. Iraq's weapons of mass destruction. Iran's weapons of mass destruction. Saudi Arabia's weapons of mass destruction. Monaco's weapons of mass destruction. South Carolina's weapons of mass destruction. And it's just on and on and on. They're just going to keep repeating the same lie, and they don't care if you believe it or not. But if you're a loyal American, you will act as if you believe it. And by the way, on that Army list of guidelines of potential terror suspects, you know, it's in there that anybody questioning, anybody who's out, what's the phrase they used? Anybody who's outside the mainstream ideology, which is a very polite way of saying anybody who doesn't believe the official story is a potential terror suspect. So, he is charged. And again, a reminder that in 2010, National Intelligence Estimate, the unanimous opinion of all America's 16 intelligence agencies, Iran is not building a bomb. They're not preparing to build a bomb. They're not interested in building a bomb. Frankly, if I were Iran, I would be, because the lesson of Iraq is that the U.S. only invades nations that don't actually have weapons of mass destruction. Now, some more words of caution are coming out. We're coming up on a commercial break here, so I'm going to save this to the far side of the commercials here. But phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443, and we will be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within three stones throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to coloradoriverlots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Now, a group of U.S. presidential advisors over at the Wilson Center has issued a warning that an attack on Iran will have consequences, and is saying even though Iran does not have weapons of mass destruction, they do have long-range missiles with conventional warheads that are able to reach from inside Iran to sites in Israel, including the Dimona nuclear complex, which is where Israel builds their nuclear weapons. And of course, the downside of America having built all these U.S. bases to surround Iran, they're all within range of Iran's missiles as well. And their recommendation is the U.S. should avoid any more military adventurism against Iran because it could backfire. It could have repercussions. Now, the Wilson Center may be unaware of the real agenda behind all of this. They may be thinking solely in terms of Israel wants war with Iran and the U.S. probably shouldn't get involved, which if that were the only issue, yeah, obviously. But we know now the real agenda, hiding behind Israel, hiding behind weapons of mass destruction, hiding behind bringing them democracy and making them dress the way we do, is this agenda of conquering or regime changing all of the oil producing nations on earth to force them to go back to only accepting dollars for their oil. Return to the petrodollar, force the world to go back to Bretton Woods, where the dollar is the international reserve currency, and all these other countries with China, you know, you have to go through the dollar instead of their own currencies here. And there was a reality check with Ben Swan out earlier today. We was talking about how China is already making non-dollar trade deals all around the world, and they've got their own gold-backed trade currency that they're dealing with. And it's not like China's doing something bad or evil. When everybody agreed to Bretton Woods, the dollar was a strong currency. The U.S. was a nation with incredible manufacturing. In fact, they were the only manufacturing nation that hadn't had their manufacturing base bombed during World War II. So everybody had to come to the U.S. to buy products. It made the dollar strong. The dollar was linked to gold. It was backed by gold. And everybody said, yeah, let's use the dollar. That's the new global currency. It took over from the British pound, which prior to World War II had been the global currency reserve trade. So it was basically one global currency falls and a new global currency takes over. Well, now the dollar is falling because it's no longer linked to gold. The U.S. doesn't have any manufacturing or agricultural exports, especially with everybody banning the GMO corn now. And so China has come and said, you know, we've got a strong manufacturing-based economy. We have a gold-backed trade currency, all the things that made the dollar attractive in the middle of the last century, and people want to go on that. And the United States is literally trying to start wars to force everybody back to using the dollar in order to have access to oil, which is why they're making stink face at Hugo Chavez and at Ahmadinejad right now. And that's the real agenda. It's an extortion racket if you think about it. You know, if you're Italy and you want to buy oil, well, you can't just go down to the oil-producing nations and buy oil from them. You have to go to the foreign exchange markets, and you've got to buy dollars first. And then you take the dollars on down and you buy your oil. So the U.S. gets a piece of the action, get a little piece of the action here from the oil trade. And it is unearned money. The U.S. isn't providing anything other than the use of the paper. So Wilson Center's recommendations notwithstanding, the war with Iran is an inevitability, and Russia and China's response to that invasion of Iran is also an inevitability, which is why I think a lot of people, if you look at the two possible future courses of action, which is nuclear world war to prop up the petrodollar, or the collapse of America's banking system and federal government with either Greece or Spain's government falling, you know, a financial collapse is going to be hard to get through, but a nuclear war would be worse. And so we're in a race to see which hits the ground first, the dollar or the nuclear bombs. And obviously I lean toward the dollar in that situation, because we can survive an economic crash as a civilization. We've done it many times before. We can survive a new dark ages. We've done that before. But a global thermonuclear war, that may not be survivable. Especially coupled with all these other problems like oil in the Gulf of Mexico, radioactivity in the North Pacific, and this GMO corn that sterilizes people who eat it. Our leadership, our government, the globalists have been extraordinarily foolish and extraordinarily reckless. They're driven by vanity and greed, and they're making bad, bad extinction-level event decisions here. Meanwhile, I want to talk a little bit about Pam Geller. Now, you probably remember Pam Geller. She is this foaming-at-the-mouth pro-Israel spokes slug that has made a lot of news here in the United States of America with her bashing of Islam and her justification that Israel is always doing everything right. And most recently, she is famous for these posters that went up in the New York subway saying, in any war between the civilized man and the savage, support the civilized man. Well, Pam Geller, who apparently sees herself as part of that civilized culture, or the one that Mitt Romney says is the superior culture, has gone public saying that if Iran were to attack Israel or counterattack Israel, Israel should nuke Europe to punish them for the support of anti-Semitism and the Holocaust. I mean, she's literally out there saying, you know, she's pushing this doomsday scenario that if Israel attacks Iran and Iran dares to counterattack, blow everything up. You know, or you Western nations can go take care of Iran for us, so you don't have to run that risk that in a fit of pique, Israel will start flinging nuclear bombs everywhere. And I would often wonder why the American corporate media gives this woman any coverage, but then we go back to that declassified Senate report from 25 years ago that was out on Russia Today, that basically Israel bribes the prostitutes of the American corporate media to always report the news in a way that favors Israel's interests. And they've been doing it for 25 years. When the Senate uncovered this 25 years ago, what did they do? Inform the American people that the corporate media was serving a foreign government? Heck no, they classified it. It was only declassified a couple of years ago. And that wasn't covered on the American corporate media. Funny thing. Now, a couple of weeks ago, when we were starting to see these denial of service attacks against America's banks' computer systems, and we started seeing Joe Lieberman running around saying Iran was going to attack America's financial system computers in retaliation for sanctions and so forth. And, of course, my response to that would be, well, then don't sanction them anymore. And I speculated that in order to motivate the American people into yet another war on yet another of Israel's enemies, and it's a pointless exercise because Israel makes enemies faster than we can kill them, that instead of launching a nuclear missile at the USS Enterprise or blowing up a city here in the United States of America with a nuclear bomb and saying, Iran did it, go kill them, that they might actually crash the American financial system computers and blame that on Iran, those evil Iranians. And this, of course, would serve a dual purpose because it would get Wall Street and Washington, D.C. off the hook for the financial meltdown. See, if the financial meltdown just happens the way it's obviously going to, the American people are going to say, you guys screwed up. You set up this, you shackled us all to this Ponzi scheme, private central bank, lending the public currency at interest. And when it became obvious it wasn't working, you looted the American people to prop it up. You deregulated Wall Street. They went right back to the same activities that led to the crash of 29. You did nothing about it. The American people understand the blame for the economic destruction of the United States of America rests firmly on Wall Street money junkies and corrupt Washington, D.C. politicians. But if those evil Iranians come in and crash the banking system computers and that triggers the financial meltdown, then Washington, D.C. and Wall Street can say, we almost had it fixed. We were on the way up. Really, it was an act of war, not our corruption and incompetence. And they'll be marching us off. And I still think that's being considered because the denial of service attacks are continuing against the American banking computers. And now we're seeing more propaganda supporting this thing. And there was a story out, and it's linked to the front page of whatreallyhappened.com. Highly sophisticated, large-scale cyber heist targets customer funds at major U.S. banks. In an advisory, RSA, which are the public key cryptography people, said it has information suggesting the gang plans to unleash a little-known Trojan program to infiltrate computers belonging to U.S. banking customers and to use the hijack machines to initiate fraudulent wire transfers from their accounts. And then the story is spun to say basically they try and link it in with this group that was behind the DOS attacks, the, you know, with this obviously Arabic-sounding name here. Now, there's an interesting quote here. Moore Ahuvia, cybercrime communications specialist with RSA's fraud action team, is saying the gang is recruiting 100 bot masters who are going to carry out these Trojan attacks against U.S. banking customers. And then they go on and they remind everybody about this AirSats Muslim group that was DOSing the banks. Now, interestingly enough, first of all, RSA is now owned by EMC, which is a large internet services provider. And it's very interesting because this Moore Ahuvia himself, if you go over to his LinkedIn page, he was previously with Comverse, which was caught up in the Israeli spy scandal in the weeks leading up to 9/11. And he's also previously worked at Cool Vision, which is an Israeli online porn provider. And so this whole story just reeks of more Israeli propaganda and reinforces the theory that Israel, which, you know, has come, gifted the world with Stuxnet and Flame and Dooku and Gauss and all the rest of that stuff. And by the way, Gauss specifically targets banking systems. It's already been unleashed against Lebanon. Israel will crash the American banking system computers and blame Iran for it. And Washington, D.C. and Wall Street will go along with that cover story because they get to duck the blame for having mismanaged what used to be the greatest economy on planet Earth here. Another little surprise announcement, Netanyahu has now said that Israel will have elections in January. Maybe. Originally, they were going to have the elections last September. Then he moved it to this month, October. Then they put it off for a year. And this is one of the problems when you have a country that doesn't actually have a constitution. They just sort of make it up as they go along to serve their own interests here. But the news story is Israel will have elections for the Knesset in January. And maybe Netanyahu's decided not having a war is going to increase his chances to hang on to power there. But it's all just sort of being massaged. You know, what do we do that guarantees maximum chance of my reelection? That's what we're going to do. Now, here in the United States of America, Jewish groups have gone absolutely ballistic over a call by Christian leaders to demand a congressional investigation that U.S. financial aid to Israel is compliant with U.S. law. Now, to judge from the hysterical, screeching reaction by these Jewish organizations, obviously they know U.S. aid to Israel is not compliant with U.S. law. And the biggie there, of course, is now everybody knows Israel is a nuclear-armed nation. We knew 20 years ago with Mordecai Vanunu. We've had a former prime minister of Israel say, yeah, they've got him. We got the documentation where Israel was trying to sell a nuclear weapon to South Africa, and for all we know, they sold it to a bunch of other places that don't like us. And most recently, Germany confirmed that they have known for years that Israel is arming those Dolphin-class submarines with nuclear-tipped cruise missiles. And, of course, this comes right up against the Symington Amendment to the Foreign Appropriations Act and the Glenn Act that says it is illegal, it is a crime for the U.S. government to take your money and send it to any nation in possession of nuclear weapons technology that has not signed the Non-Proliferation Treaty, does not submit to IAEA inspections and controls accounting for its full nuclear arsenal. And so these Christian groups are bang spot on with this. And they're saying Congress should investigate, and these Jewish organizations are screaming, you know, bloody murder right now. And I imagine AIPAC is already calling the Congress and saying, don't you do this. Don't you dare do that. We'll let somebody else have your job next election. And it's just another indicator of how completely compromised our government and our media are by a foreign power. And they operate with this idea that there's one set of laws and rules that everybody on earth has to abide by, except when it comes to Israel. And then it's a whole different set of rules, or to be more accurate, a complete absence of rules. Meanwhile, over in Egypt, President Morsi has pardoned everybody who was arrested and held as a revolutionary since the beginning of last year's uprising that kicked out Hosni Mubarak. I think it was a very smart thing for him to do. No martyrs, no icons. Everybody just, you know, go back and, you know, live your life and have fun. I think it was a very smart thing for him to do. Meanwhile, Scotland is planning to hold a vote in 2014 on independence from Great Britain. Scotland's history is kind of weird. You know, originally they were part of Great Britain. Then they broke free during the days of William Wallace. Then they just sort of said to Great Britain, yeah, we want to go back to being part of Great Britain during the whole Reformation Protestant conflict, and now they want to break free again. So good luck, Scotland. I hope you make it here. Meanwhile, the Spanish government has voted to stop Catalonia's independence referendum. Catalonia wants to be free and independent. They don't want to go on sacrificing to pay off Spain's bills, which they don't feel responsible for. And so they're saying, we're going to break off. There's actually about four regions in Spain that are talking independence right now. And so the Spanish government is voting to stop the independence referendum from taking place, which is kind of like King George III commanding the American colonists not to have a war for independence. And he probably did, but nobody listened to him. And I don't think anybody in Catalonia is going to be listening to the Spanish government saying, you can't vote for independence, we won't allow it. Well, it's exactly that kind of tyrannical attitude that we want to be free of. So that thing is heating up here. More and more people are commenting on Romney's foreign policy speech earlier in the week It's all war all the time. And again, this is exactly in accord with the Project for the New American Century and their policy paper, Rebuilding America's Defenses, which called for literally a century of unending war to reassert America as the global superpower. Now, the only thing that America is a superpower in is the machinery of death. We are not a leader in industry. We are not a leader in education. We're not a leader in medicine. We're not a leader in space. We're not a leader in anything. The United States is an empire very clearly in decline. All they have are really big bombs and the mental illness to use them. I'm going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Are you tormented with anxiety, depression, or other chronic symptoms of less than perfect health? In 2010, a few people got to participate in a groundbreaking discovery. Dr. Carolyn Dean, world-renowned authority on natural health, has recently patented a technology that is straight out of science fiction. And she invited me to try this product called RNA Drops. And within 12 hours of taking RNA Drops, I could feel an amazing sense of bliss. And since then, I've watched my troubles with depression and other health issues vanish into freedom and happiness again. Listen to hours of testimonials and get your trial bottle of RNA Drops at www.rnafreebottle.com. That's www.rnafreebottle.com. Pay only shipping and handling and get your free trial bottle today at rnafreebottle.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Working two jobs, Ian's never seen me. She often goes hungry, so her babies can't eat. Fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him, the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter. There's some.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about Mitt Romney. And by the way, CNN is just going into orbit over, and Romney's on television. And it's just, It's an infomercial is really what, it's not news. It's an infomercial. They're pushing Romney, 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 Romney. And, of course, we had that caller into our show yesterday who said, that Paul Craig Roberts had come out saying that the American media is going to try and convince everybody it's a neck and neck race in order to put pressure on Obama to back Israel should Israel decide to invade Iran before the election because Obama can't afford to lose Florida. So that's the way the game playing is going on. Now, that being said, if Romney is really gaining in the polls, as was claimed on the corporate media yesterday, why is he starting to change some of his policy positions? Because earlier today, Romney came out and said he's basically backing off the whole abortion issue, and he's not going to pursue new abortion laws. As you know, it's a core issue of the Republican Party that abortion is bad and it shouldn't be allowed under any circumstances whatsoever. And, you know, it's a complex issue, but it doesn't affect all Americans. It's one of these little fringe issues they wave around like gay marriage and illegal immigration to get you not to think about the things that really do affect your life, like private central banking and all of these wars to prop up the petrodollar and please Israel. So if Romney is starting to change on some of these issues, that tells me that he's not really as secure in his poll numbers as we would like to see. All righty. Now, apparently over in Illinois, there's been a minor confrontation where apparently Bain Capital has moved yet another one of their U.S. Operations over to China. And, of course, the people who just lost their jobs were protesting the factory closure and basically blocking traffic as the machinery, the equipment from Sensata Technologies in Freeport, Illinois, is going to be shipped to China. And this is a reminder. I said getting our manufacturing back is not going to be overnight because all those factories that have been shut down, they're just empty buildings because the machinery gets taken away. And that's what's happening. So police have arrested three people over that protest, and that did not get a lot of coverage on the American corporate media either, because, of course, that would reflect poorly on Mitt Romney, so forth and so on. Now, we're seeing some actions by the administration against some of the worst abusers during the foreclosure scandal, and I don't know how real it is. I'm going to give you a couple of these stories. But I want to preface that by saying it could very easily just be election season grandstanding that, yes, the Obama administration is going to get tough on Wall Street and in the back channels. Obama's telling these same people, don't worry, once the election is over, this is all going to go away. So just grin and bear it, write yourself another bonus, and all will be well. Going to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back.